What we've got here is failure to communicate. Some man you just can't reach.
Live from at least 6 feet away, it's the Spike on the Mic Show. Now here is your host, Spike.
I said Spike Check 1, Spike Check 2, Spike Check 3. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. And welcome to another award-deserving episode of the Spike on the Mic Show. I am he, ladies and gentlemen. I am he. I am the guy known as this Spike on the Mic. And we're coming at you from the U, the L, and the C. You know what that is? That's called the Undisclosed Location Central. Because we have people that are undisclosed in locations centrally everywhere. So, to get this over with, let's go ahead and introduce the most awesomeness resistant fighters in the planet called Earth. Dang, I got to learn to talk. It's important. First thing I want to do, I want to reach out and say, my man, PW, how you sticking?
I am sticking like a very sticky thing.
You use the word multiple times, so that's it's like small. That doesn't define it.
No, it's more like a conundrum.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, then I have no idea what that is. So let's go way up in the Philadelphia, PA, and talk to the lovely, the talented Miss Kim. Miss Kim, how are you sticking?
Like somebody who doesn't live in Philadelphia, PA.
You moved?
Pittsburgh. No, I did not move. I'm on the other side of the state.
Yeah, but okay. If you wouldn't have said that, I would have never known. And then we could have just moved on. Okay. Insert ta-da. Speaking of ta-das, we're here, ladies and gentlemen, for one reason and one reason only. He is known as the Voice of Reason. Voice of Reason, how you sticking?
Sticking like a guy that wants to remind everybody that when it's time to renew your insurance, get another company. You're going to save money because they keep jacking it up. Every year, they'll jack up your insurance, and you have to start off with a new policy from time to time.
Or just drop you.
Yeah, really. Okay, well, let's go back to that.
It's auto insurance.
Oh, okay. We'll go back to that. So, but before we go back to that, we have to continue to introduce the awesomest resistance fighters. This person here, she lives over there right next to Walt Disney. This is the lovely, the talented Miss Billy. Miss Billy, how you sticking?
I am sticking like somebody who is currently, right now, at this moment, happily unemployed.
Oh, you're a bum, huh? You are a bum.
Yeah. Woo-hoo! I'm employed again on Monday, but right now I am unemployed.
You be someone, careful out there.
Someone doesn't look delighted about this.
Who?
Up in the corner there, PW doesn't look absolutely ecstatic about this.
Oh, I absolutely love it.
Yeah, I don't think she's been in his pockets for a long time.
Yeah.
You know. And also, this man he's in another undisclosed location right near Walt Disney, closer to Sanford. He is that one man, Hanging Chad. Hanging Chad, how you sticking?
I'm sticking like somebody who is realizing that we're in undisclosed locations because Mike doesn't know where we are.
Correct. Because that statement was 100% not correct.
Well, and you kept saying, I want to introduce an awesome resistance fighter. So I kept unmuting. But here I am last, so there's that.
No, there's one more.
You're not last.
Which he should be first.
Au Francois.
No, because this man here, he smells like he's hauling gas. He is the one only, the Miss Gas Man. How you sticking?
I'm sticking opposite of Miss Billy because I am unhappily currently an employed person. I hate my job. My job is terrible.
Okay. I just quit the job that I hated. Yesterday was my last day.
Congratulations.
Also, we're going to have to work on, is it me? And I should do this in private, but are we going to have to work on Gas Man's audio?
No, Gas Man is going to have to work on that.
I know. Okay. So, yeah, we got to get that because.
Yeah, you're breaking up kind of terrible. Gas
okay, I thought it was me because I was making sure. So that's the Resistant Fighters crew, and we are going to give you the best award-deserving show that we can. So before, without further ado, we've done all that, except for this is something we hadn't done in a long time.
Yes.
We hadn't told the listeners
right
the three things that we like to talk about.
The past, I know what they are. The
present and the future. Oh!
Yeehaw!
Thought I was muted. That's right. We talk about three things: the past, the present, and the future. Because we're here to educate, mold, and
Are we here to mold people?
Yes, mold the minds. I want to say this right now, in case you guys can't tell.
I don't think anyone gets molded by us.
We're going to mold people into what we want them to be?
Yes. What happens is, you guys will not believe this, but it's true. Our voices go out into the ether, and people absorb it, and it goes into your little craniums, and then they make decisions based on the things that we project out to them.
Wow.
Can I get an amen?
Amen.
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 That's a little scary.
we're going to be all right with that. Oh, so let's do this. Go ahead, hang in chat, because
This is why I don't have kids, because I'm not trying to mold anyone based off my personality, because that's freaking dangerous.
are you scared to have another you on this planet?
I'm trying to stop it with me. Like, yeah. We should not move these genes forward.
That's a good point. Let's go around and ask the Resistant Fighters, ask that question. Would you like to have another you on this planet? And I'll start with you, PWs.
Yes, but I'd like to have a way younger me. Not this piece of crap that I am now.
Yeah. But hold on a second. That piece of crap that you got right now took you through some things, didn't it?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you can't get to be this kind of a piece of crap without
paying something up.
Yeah, you can't get to a point where you've got a pee container under your desk without going through some things.
You're right, paying some stuff up, really. Kimberly, would you want another you on this planet?
Nah.
Wow. Explain why. Do your homework.
I don't know. There's enough. World doesn't need any more me. It's fine. Fine the way I am.
All right. Well, then let's go to another one. Miss Billy, would you want some more you on this planet?
Because I'm smart enough. And gosh darn it, I'm worth it. Yes, I do.
And I'm unemployed enough.
And I'm unemployed.
Now, that's a different question. I mean, I would have another me. I just don't want to have a kid. No, you know what I mean? Like, I'd take a twin.
Yeah.
That'd be cool. He'd be really cool.
That's what I was saying.
You just don't want to be another
hanging dad out there.
I don't want to be responsible.
Just another you. Not a kid, but another you. Would another you out there hanging, Chad?
Oh, yeah. I'd have, like, I would have, like, quadruplets. Maybe a gang of Chads. That'd be cool.
Everywhere, huh? A voice of Rizion?
I would like to have more people like me on this planet.
Oh, that's really hard, Steve.
I would like for my wife to like me.
That is
Wow. You're asking way too much.
What would that world look like?
Yeah.
I would like more people to like me on this planet.
Isn't that such a beauty pageant answer? I want world peace.
Steve, I would like you if you could move your microphone closer to your mouth.
Hey, and why
where is my microphone?
Yeah, exactly.
Which is like,
where it is.
Yes,
oh my gosh. No, I have one person that might like me now.
Yeah, I like
voice would be like, we would all trim our grass with scissors.
Yeah, really. to save whatever
they want. You don't know voice
for
at all.
For fun.
You have no idea about voice.
You probably not. That.
The last thing he is meticulous.
Yeah, really. Gas man, would you like to more use on this planet?
As the old commercial goes, can you hear me now?
Yes.
We can hear you a little better.
You know, one of me is enough. I think the world couldn't take another one of me. So, no, I'm good.
Oh, man.
Okay. It's kind of obvious. I think he's right.
I couldn't consider loving someone in addition to him.
Wow. Who? Your twin?
My twin? Oh, no, I could reconsider then.
Yeah. Dude. Okay, here's
I was
going to
say, I kind of get that, because if I had like three more me's, I wouldn't need friends.
That's true, yeah.
I didn't think about it that way.
Preach, exactly. I mean, you guys know my answer. I would love some more spikes. If there were like five or six of me's in this, just outside, just walking around. Dude, that would be, what's up, dog? What's up, man? What's that, dog? Yeah. We forget our names, but that would be so dang cool. That would be cool as all be.
Let me put it that way. I need more of me too, because I can't ever get any of my lame ass friends to go do anything.
Yeah, we can go on vacation together, and I mean,
I'm going on a cruise by myself in March.
Oh, nice!
Yeah,
I saw that, Kim.
By yourself.
Because I'm good enough. And I'm smart enough.
And people like me.
Gosh darn it, people like me.
Yeah. He deserves it.
Daily affirmations.
What movie is that from?
That is from Saturday Night Live.
Yes.
That was a senator.
That was a senator. Yes. It was Al Franken. That's correct.
Stuart Smalley.
That was before he was a senator, though.
Right.
And before they found
pictures of him making believe he was squeezing boobs.
Yeah, what was with that? That was nothing.
I know.
Yeah,
that was absolutely nothing.
Yeah, in today's world, that'll get you elected.
Serious.
He quit. He quit because of that.
He didn't. Yeah, he quit.
He quit. There was no reason for him to quit.
Oh my gosh, really? Like, what movie was it? Like, Tune In, Phone Home, Tune In. What movie was that? What is that?
That's E.T.
No, with the boobs.
Yeah.
I just watched it recently where that was in there. I don't hit me. Keep going.
All right. I don't know. Okay, so listen.
It's moving to the future.
Yes.
I don't know what y'all are talking about. But I gotta have a problem.
Uh-oh. You do?
I opened the chat on this thing here. And now I wanna close it.
So click on chat again. At the bottom of the window, click on chat.
Maybe on the top of the window, there's a drop down. Just says.
Oh, okay. I knew. Thank you. We got it because I hit something and it said, "Do you want to leave the show?" And I'm like,
"Oh my god,
I want to do that." But speaking of leaving the show, let's do topic changing music.
Oh, here we go. Here comes our very first topic on the spectacular Spike on the Mic show.
All right. I like to call this topic here fake fish or great marketing idea.
Okay. Oh, yes.
Hello?
We have to decide whether or not it's fake fish or marketing.
Do we tell the story or do you?
Fake fish or good marketing idea?
I think it's fake fish.
good marketing.
Wait a minute. He hasn't told it yet.
No.
Well, I don't think we're going to.
No. Hold on a second. Y'all been on the show for some time now.
Fake fish or good marketing idea?
There you go. You gotta get it.
Look, he had to pee.
Happen first.
He had to pee. He just took
Billy
off.
He gets the gold star.
He didn't even do a job. Good job, Billy.
Okay,
see, Billy understands it now. But say, check this out. Listen to me. You guys know who Yuda Yeti is, correct?
A Yeti?
Yetis.
Yes.
So listen to this. In the Gulf of Alaska, there was a big, they call it a boat, had an accident, and it spilled out hundreds and hundreds of Yeti coolers and Yeti products out there in the water.
Oh my gosh, I thought he meant a Yeti.
And you can go get them? You can go fish them out?
Right. So what they're saying, this is it. For the cooler lovers, listen up. There's a huge Yeti sale. It's 100% off. All the models are 100% off. All you have to do is go pitch them out of the icy, icy cold waters in the North Pacific.
That stuff's expensive.
That is a brilliant marketing idea.
That's what I'm saying. Thousands of expensive Yeti coolers were washed up on the shores. And could they spilled over this container that when it was going to Washington.
Yeah, they all float.
Now, question.
I don't know, though.
Go ahead. Question resistant fighters. Do you really think that they spilled them things or that's fake fish? I mean, or they just try to do a good marketing idea? Hanging Chad, what do you think?
Well, at first I want to say it's kind of like geocaching, but in the frosty Pacific, Northern Pacific or wherever, where you get to go and hunt for treasure and right. like get something. So that's an activity and that's fun. One, it's really unrealistic to like get a boat and go up there. But also, they're not making any money.
Oh, yeah.
No, it's not a good market.
A little bit, possibly a liability to ask people to do sure. something that dangerous. Everybody's seen what is it? Most dangerous catch?
Soap opera
on the seas.
Yeah.
The most dangerous catch. Soap opera on the seas.
Okay, so your opinion, Kimberly, is a true story or fake fish? I mean, there's no right answer, right or wrong answer, I don't think.
Well, I don't think it's a... I think probably they did lose a bunch of stuff into the water.
Okay.
I think maybe telling everybody it's 100% discount, go get them. that might not be true.
All right, gas man.
I did see there was a story where there were some Yeti coolers, but them washed up on the shore. They were in fact pulled off the shipping container. So that part of it is true. I don't know whether the marketing, I don't know whether they told people to come and fish them out for half off the store.
Are you hanging Chad? What say you?
I think that they did lose them, and they did say that because they're going to be found anyway. So go tell people to go find them.
Yeah, Kim, Billis?
I think it's a true story, and I don't think Yeti ever told people to. I think that's just how other people framed it. Like they were like, oh, this is thing. That, oh, so Yeti's having a sale, free coolers. No, that Yeti doesn't want to advertise that they lost a whole bunch of their product.
Voice of Rizion.
This is Alaska. Nobody's going to go get those. All you need up there right now is a cardboard box.
Okay.
That's wow. true. They don't need coolers in Alaska.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah. and PWs, what say you?
I'm in a unique position because I didn't hear the story at all.
Where were you?
But I do know Spike, and he wouldn't have brought it up if he didn't think it was fake fish.
Okay. Good point. Hey, you are the new voice of reason. Right. I swear I think that's fake.
Hey.
Oh, sorry. Sorry.
I think that's a demotion.
I think that is 100% fake fish because this is Spike's opinion because I won't know. I think the Yeti boat made a mistake and they dropped them and they lost them and people say, oh, no. And then so they say, well, how can we capitalize on this, on this thing here? I know. We'll just put out there, hey, we got Yeti sales. All you got to do is go get them. Because them damn things, they say like $400 a piece or something like that.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but yeah, look what they got. We're talking about them on Spike on the Mic.
Exactly. That's what I was saying. No bad publicity is just as good as good publicity because now people are trending online talking about Yetis.
Yeah. Did you hear what they're talking about? Now we're saying it on our show.
I know it's the number one award deserving show.
Exactly.
For free. For free.
Yeah, dang it.
No one's going to go face the fuss, but still, they got us talking about it.
There he is.
Am I the only one that thought he was talking about the abominable?
Good marketing.
No, I originally thought that he was talking about the abominable snowman. I actually almost said the words abominable snowman.
I want to talk about the Yeti, man.
Really? Hey, well, I'm sorry for leading y'all on with the abominable snowman, but let's do this. Let's do topic changing music.
Here we go. Let's have another topic. Now that we've finished a topic that I missed.
Well, before we do this, let's talk to Miss Kimberly about her homework. Miss Kimberly, did you do your homework?
I did. It's a short thing, but it's kind of a quiz for everybody.
Ooh. Oh, good.
Ooh, okay.
I like quiz.
So a New York City man was charged with smuggling 3 Burmese pythons across the Canadian border.
Oh, I know how.
Smuggling them across. And that's actually my question. One. How do you think he did that? Everybody knows what a Burmese python is, yes. right? And number two, what do you think the penalty was for doing this?
All right. Well, we'll go around the room because I'll go last because maybe by then I'll know what a Burmese python is.
Yeah.
How can you not? You're in a southerly undisclosed location. You should know all about them.
Okay. Well, then.
By one.
Yeah.
Or you will.
All right. Since you're speaking, gas man, Kimberly asked, how did he do it and what should the penalty be? What say you?
I think he smuggled them in his pants, and in Canada, the penalty was probably death.
Well, half of that is right, I think.
Yeah, really. All right. How about you, Hanging Chad?
Maybe he smuggled them in a box on a truck, and no, they shouldn't be. I don't know. They should be going. They should go south because I feel like it's going to die. They're going to die.
Yeah, well, they should
die. In the cold. No, they shouldn't die.
Yes.
They should just go back to like
Burma.
Burma.
Where is that? That's a better topic. Where is Burma?
Asia.
Other side of the world.
Oh, my God.
That sounds a little more expensive and harder.
Voice, did you give
yeah,
us?
Yeah, I'm familiar with this story. He put them in his golf bag with his golf balls, and got him across the border in his golf ball bag.
Golf balls. Okay, so what should the penalty be?
He's been banned from the club.
Oh man,
he's not allowed to play golf at his club anymore.
There you go. Billy, do you know the story?
I don't know the story.
What? Honestly, I'm calling.
I didn't look it up.
Wow. Every time I do a story, you go and then you know the damn thing. Now, Kimberly,
well, because I read a lot and I don't ever remember hearing.
Okay,
I didn't hear this story. I'm sorry.
Okay.
I think it was Gas that said this. I think he's right. It was down his pants.
No way, really?
They were probably baby Burmese pythons, and they were shoved down his pants. And maybe he had no penalty because they did something bad and strangled things or something. So maybe there was no penalty because he is suffering his own consequences for trying to do this. That's my guess.
All right, PWs?
My anaconda don't.
Are you just happy to see me? Yeah, it was definitely down his pants. I heard about this.
No.
Oh, you know the story.
I heard about it, too.
Well, no, I mean, I don't know the whole story. I do recall that a guy got caught smuggling pythons in his pants. And
that's normal Friday for me.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, nobody would notice.
He must have had a lot of room down there.
Yeah, nobody would notice them in your pants.
Exactly.
You know, no matter how big they were.
All right, so... Kimberly, let's go ahead and land this plane. What happened and how did this thing get smuggled in this penalty?
He had three down his pants.
Yeah.
And the penalty was $250,000.
Damn,
that's
a lot.
20 years in prison.
Wow. Canada don't play.
Yeah, that's what I said.
I think it's actually the USA that caught him.
Oh,
so it's a USA penalty. And my question, which I don't have the answer to, is how did they discover this? I think he went through a land border, not an airport border.
No, I don't think he had anything in his pants that could, camouflage the snakes.
Yeah, but how would he get caught? That's what I want to know. How did he get caught?
How did he get caught? Like, if he was driving across the border, was he, like, looking suspicious?
I said it earlier. Is that a snake in your pants?
Pull over, sir. We're going to need to do an inspection of your car.
Yes, I think that happened. I think that he had to get out, and when he got out, it looked like his junk was moving around a lot.
Wiggling.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's normal. That's not normal.
That he had a.
Would you be like, oh God, don't think it. I'd be so scared if I had to be like, all right.
His crotch was doing this.
Really?
I don't know what I'm about to see.
Articulated penis.
Hey, can I ask questions? Everybody knows that What the hell? How much is, what is a Burma shave snake or whatever the hell it was?
A Burmese python? Snake.
Python. A Burmese python can grow. It can grow to be like 30 feet long.
Yeah.
Probably be like this big around.
Right.
They can eat like dogs when they get really big.
Deer.
Isn't that the snake in Jungle Book? Did you ever see Jungle Book? And wasn't that snake a Burmese python?
That's it.
And so there's a street value for that thing because he was smuggling it. Like, who
people keep them as pets.
Oh.
Until they're really big, then they let them
until they don't. Yeah.
And then they let them go in the Florida Everglades where they wreak havoc because they are not a native species.
Exactly. And next thing you know, there's missing neighborhood children and no one knows where they went.
Okay. These are the activities of, and I got to say it, some short people. But that's just me.
Gotta be.
It does sound like that, I guess.
Yeah, really. All right.
I think mine was a different story about Burmese pythons.
Oh, good.
Definitely.
Okay.
Good save.
All right, good save. All right, Kimberly, thank you for that story. Matter of fact, I don't think we approve of that story, so you are dismissed for the rest of the show.
Oh, thank you very much.
How about that? We'll be contacting.
Oh, we can do that?
Yeah,
I did not know you could get dismissed.
You mean if you do something good, you can just go like my goal for the rest now. Of the show?
I'm dismissed?
Yeah. You get.
You were that off. Good.
You're off the clock.
You were that good.
For the listeners at home, Kim is no longer on the show.
She got
on this episode of the show.
She was so good. She got to leave.
Oh. She got to leave.
Okay, let's do this then. Let's do topic changing. Music
is on.
Right. You thought that topic was great?
Yeah.
Wait till you see how many people we lose after the next topic.
Yeah. Nobody's leaving after this. Okay. This topic we like to call the voice of reasons, what grinds your gears.
Okay.
We got any sounder for that?
What grinds your gears?
Yeah.
Okay, what grinds my gears is the insurance companies keep jacking your rates up. Gradually, and then they send you a bill and you pay it. If you're on auto pay, you automatically pay it, and it can add up to, like, I just checked with mine, I can save $3,000 a year by switching to Geico. I'm not going to say what the company's name is,
right?
By switching from. Okay, I can save $3,000 a year by switching from
X to X, Y to Y.
So anyway, I'm just encouraging all the listeners out there, check your auto insurance. I bet you can get a better deal. If you've been with the same company for more than 2 years, I bet you can get a better deal.
Ooh.
They keep jacking it up. They'll jack it up on you without even knowing it.
Oh, wait, I need to try that. I need to look into it because... You're talking about auto or home?
Auto. I'm talking about auto. Oh, home. Yeah. Home, they'll cancel you. That would at the drop of a hat.
Okay.
That's most of the bill that people don't even think about. They just automatically pay it.
That's exactly right.
Exactly. Well, on that topic of what grinds your gears, it wasn't good enough for you to be dismissed. Okay.
That was pretty good. I thought that was pretty good.
It wasn't good. It wasn't good at all. So let's do this. Let's take a break right now.
Yeah.
And talk to our sponsors.
There's no way I can stop this cricket thing.
Yeah, but can we?
I have a bee report.
We'll do that next.
Oh, you have a bee report?
I have to give a shout out to the sponsors.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, let's do the sponsors.
Oh, sponsors. I could try that.
That would be awesome. There we go. Save a foot, run around, and do something.
Wow, this is not
crickets.
Working.
Well, then let's just keep moving on.
We need to do the sponsors.
Crickets.
What is happening right now?
The Spike and the Mike Show is brought to you by SavingMyFoot.com. Manage your health, eat healthy, know your numbers, get off the couch. and by Kansas City Online Radio, bringing you entertaining talk and cool blues 7 days a week at kconlineradio.com. And by MOA Capital Mortgages of America, helping clients with their mortgage needs by providing a complete mortgage analysis and checkup for purchases and refinances. And by RadioSt.Pete.com and its sister station, Sunshine 96.7 FM, bringing you the best in local music and entertainment. And by Pisces Design Fashion Studios. If you don't have a look, we'll give you one. Visit us on Instagram at Pisces Design Studios.
Welcome to Hooters!
Politically incorrect since 1983.
The official home of race fans.
So
somebody go over
apparently,
there and change. Somebody go over there and change the batteries in PW's smoke detector.
Yeah.
Oh, that was so good.
It's still happening.
I know.
Gosh.
Wish there was a way to stop it.
Yeah. Or like unplug it.
Yeah.
Like, or well, don't listen. Use it ever again.
Your picture's black, by the way, Dad.
Yeah, well, that's fine.
Yeah.
We have a major
system. You wouldn't
want
to see me now.
So
you would not want to see me now.
Is it possible that we can fight through the pain, or play through the fire? Or what is it?
Yeah.
Like, okay, so let's do this. Let's do what the hell is this? I want to do a bee report, but the bees are gone.
Oh, bee report would be fine. Here we go.
Yeah, except Steve's optional? Not here. Steve's not here.
This show is so optional today.
This is why we award deserving.
I'm going to do the bee report in his place. Ready?
Go ahead, Ted Hingy.
It's time for the Spike on the Mic Bee Report. And now here is your host, Steve.
Hi, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Steve, and I'm here for your weekly bee report. And it's funny. I went out and got some honey today. And when you know, they don't like to be swatted at. So that's why I have all these swollen face, and my hands are sticky, and I can't even really be here because all my buttons are all got honey on them, but everything looks pretty good, y'all. We're going to put some honey in some mason jars and get them out to you quite promptly, and you'll be really super happy. And hopefully this will be the last bee report we ever do, but I still got to talk to my manager, all right? So have a good day, y'all. Bye-bye.
Okay. Hey, question.
Hey.
That was an awesome bee report.
That was an awesome bee report.
Hey, time for the Spike on the Mic bee report. And now here is your host, Steve.
You're pointing the microphone away from your face.
Do y'all realize that the audio, we have any technical difficulty where the audio just keeps going back and forth?
Look, usually when I'm a part of something, it's way more polished. It's like, can I even believe I'm a part of this?
Hold on a second. Are you trying to get dismissed?
Yeah, forever.
Can I go now?
Yeah. Oh, man, damn it. All right, so now that that's been taken care of, I'm thinking PW stepped off the course. I gotta stop drinking.
It's an Alexalic.
What?
Okay.
This
is the worst show ever that I've ever
What are you talking about?
And
because of that, it is so awesome.
I am. All right. Okay. You have something to look forward to next week, because I'm going to tell you about my oxalic fumigator.
What is that?
It was going to be his
No, you're not allowed to ask. Apparently, the bee report's over. So,
all right.
That's correct.
For you.
It was the best bee report ever.
I never knew bee people.
And you know why? Because you left before it started.
Yeah. I didn't know beekeepers had a country accent either. That was new. Yeah, and
I feel like they all do, don't they?
Yeah, I'm not a beekeeper. All right, so let's go ahead and go into
it was the next
segment. Gas Man, we're going to do some sports with the Gas Man. I'm just throwing these things out here. You guys may not be prepared. I don't know.
Once again, another short sports report. The NBA season started preseason this year. And in Golden State Warriors, Draymond Green punched his teammate, Jordan Poole in the face.
Ooh.
Right in the middle of
practice. Your audio is terrible.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was bad.
I heard it, though. Draymond Green punched Poole in the face, and it was bad.
Yeah, yeah, punched Jordan Poole in the face.
All right.
And then they went on to play together against the Lakers, and they won. And there was also another terrible Thursday night football game, 12-7. The Commanders beat the Chicago Bears, and the Rays were eliminated from the playoffs in the first series.
Okay, great report. You're not dismissed.
The Chicago Bears hit a home run, and the Rays made a goal.
Yeah,
that Commanders
made a goal.
That was awful. It was like they both teams were trying to lose.
It was terrible.
Yeah.
When you saying both teams, you talking about what sport?
Football.
Oh, okay.
Were you talking about the Thursday night football last week? Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Another terrible game.
Oh, yeah.
All right,
one touchdown in a whole game.
Wow. All right, so let's do the next thing, which is the Hanging Chad. Hanging Chad, you have a topic for us, please, sir?
Yeah, so today I learned that Slimer from Ghostbusters was a product of a 3-gram cocaine binge inspired by John Belushi's Ghost and cost nearly $30,000 in addition to 6 months of time to design.
Wow.
You saw John Belushi's Ghost.
Yeah.
Well, I guess John Belushi, he died like maybe recent, right before Ghostbusters and the production of Slimer. And the and John, I think the guy's name is Johnson.
Landis.
Leon. His name director, is yes. Johnson learned Aykroyd and Ramis wanted Slimer to be a homage to John Belushi's likeness. Oh. So with that information, he took 3 grams of cocaine, and that's why he came out like that. That's why he looked like that. He's supposed to like pull from John Belushi.
So
I didn't know that.
That was the guy on high a vision.
Yeah, his cocaine high, knowing that this thing was supposed to be inspired by John Belushi, that's how Slimer became. That's what his product was at the end of that. Yeah.
Okay. Well, damn it. That is good. That was good. You stay here. You stay with us, Hanging Chad. You can stay with
us. Well, wait a minute. No, he gets to leave.
Yeah. He's trying to go.
Yeah. I really thought Kim was coming back, but
yeah. No joke.
I'm done.
Yeah.
So, really. Am I done?
Nope.
No.
We'll let you know when you are dismissed.
Hey, so, I got something.
All right, well, let's do topic.
He mentioned Johnson.
All right, here we go.
Okay, go ahead.
All right, here comes something from a guy that, you know, I really despise.
Remember like a year ago when we were picking celebrities that would be in the news?
Talking over people. Yes, go ahead. Yes, that's right. Yeah, I do remember.
And that. I picked Dwayne Johnson and Will Smith.
Correct.
Yeah.
Well, apparently Dwayne Johnson's thinking about running for president.
That's not true.
Big fish.
It's hopefully not true.
Oh, I kind of feel like we talked about this a couple episodes ago.
No.
It was a year ago. It was a year ago.
I think what the voice is doing, he needs to get a check mark for that. A chicken scratch. I need to look that up.
I think the contest was over a year ago, but at the same time, I think those two guys really got a lot of publicity and were in the news a lot. So
that was in the news. Who's supposed to get some points? And you're right. So
I should get a check mark for that.
Okay, check. Everyone, give voice a check mark.
I don't know. It sounds like there's a lot of people booing.
Check mark.
There's a lot of people booing. every day.
All right. Well then, who hadn't done any homework yet? That is Miss Billy. Miss Billy, have you done your homework?
I have.
Oh, all right. Well, your homework is
this day in history.
Oh, man, that's fabulous.
So I have two items that happened today in history. One, I believe it was in 1979.
What do you mean you believe?
That Mother Teresa won the Nobel Peace Prize.
Wow.
The other item, which is much more interesting, is that on this day in history, a whole bunch of hundreds of thousands of years ago, Mount Vesuvius erupted.
Oh, wow. That's
outside of Pompeii.
Wow.
Wow. Okay. Oh. Wait, do we know how many years ago did you say?
Let me see if I can find the actual year that it happened. 79 AD. Oh. So a little less than 2,000 years ago.
Can we call? So it's due again, maybe?
Can we call fake fish on that?
Oh, no. No, you can't call fake fish on that.
Like that never happened. Cannot. That's what you're saying. That
absolutely cannot call fake fish.
Get out more.
Yeah, you need to get out more. Because there's actually people frozen in ash from it.
Hey.
Oh, this one. Hold on a second.
Chad, that's not funny. Too soon. Way too soon.
Shut up. You're stupid.
But hold on a second. So you saying 2,000 years ago.
Correct.
This thing went boom.
Yep. Correct.
Somebody wrote that down?
Hell yes.
Yeah, they wrote it down.
They didn't have to.
Today is April 3rd. Oh, no, here comes some fire. We'll put this in here, and so when somebody find this later, they'll know what they know what happened today. Somebody had a diary.
So people around Mount Vesuvius and that didn't live in Pompeii may not have died. You know, Italy's a big place.
Oh.
They were rescued.
Then they saw it in the distance.
That's a good point.
Look at all those people.
And there's a lot of records that of things that happened in Pompeii. A lot of records.
Yeah.
And they are still digging bodies out of there.
Yeah, that's correct.
To this day.
2,000 years. Leave them things. Get it. Because, again, I'm gonna have to take y'all word for it. But I'm thinking that this thing blowed up 2,000 years ago and the neighboring city wrote it down, said, ooh, over there at Pompeius, the mountain blew up. Y'all write that down. And then it just, but he put it in a vault, a piece of paper, and then he wrecked okay.
Gosh.
It wiped out an entire town, an entire city. It wiped out the entire city. So it was kind of a historical thing because other people knew about this city, and then suddenly it wasn't there anymore.
Should I not be...
Read a book?
Yeah.
Should I read a book?
Should I be embarrassed that this is news?
To you?
Yes,
you should be embarrassed that you don't know about this. Yes.
Who knows what's in or not in history books anymore? You know?
Exactly.
That it might not be your fault.
Oh, man. Thank you. Thank you, Hanging Chad. I would say you dismissed, but we got 15
minutes. I'll do it.
No, don't say it.
He'll never say that again. He'll never do that. He's always trying to fight people to get here.
Yeah,
he really. Accidentally let one go.
Okay, so we were supposed to do topic changing music right now, but
I'll do it. Dun 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 dun.
Now we're going to go to another topic, which starts now.
Okay, I like to call this topic here "Back in the Day."
Back in the day.
And I saw this and I thought this was kind of odd and weird, but I think, hey, I want to see how resistance fighters feel about this. In a McCall magazine, you know, y'all remember McCall's?
Yeah, sure. Isn't that a sports magazine? Sporting?
No.
It's not. Like Better Homes.
Is it a women's magazine?
It's a women's magazine?
Okay. Yes. It's like Better Homes and Gardens. Steve's okay. Right.
So not Bass Pro. Okay, got it. No.
Well, there is a 1958 McCall's magazine article in McCall's magazine, and the article was, and I thought it was funny.
The patch.
How to get a husband. And I want to ask you guys about these ways, what they actually wrote in the magazine article, and they asking people to do this. All right, I got like 15 of them.
I need to find this, print it out, and hand it to my girlfriends because they're all single right now, like on Tumblr, swiping and crap. Yeah. Let's give them this article.
Number 15, buy a convertible. Men like to ride in them. Now, some of this stuff is probably going to be very sexist. Trust and believe that I can believe
didn't sound sexist.
Okay.
Spoken like a man from the times.
Number 14, stand in the corner and cry softly. Chances are a man will come over there and talk to you about it.
This is so messed up.
Oh, what's the matter, sweetie? What's going on?
Stop, boy, stop.
What's going on, baby?
This is from a McCall McCall's article in 1958 magazine. You've got to be kidding me on this.
Are you okay? Are you all right?
Number 13. Drop a handkerchief, it still works. I mean, you guys got to be kidding me. So, PW, we're reading an article from McCall's magazine from 1958. And the article was titled, How to Catch a Husband.
Dropping a handkerchief would work today.
Yeah.
It would still work today.
It still works.
This one might also get you pregnant.
Yeah, this one. Yeah, really. This one I don't understand. Maybe somebody
can explain. That dropping the soap? Yeah, that's what it is. Yeah.
No. Dropping a handkerchief would still work.
Yeah.
Hi.
This one I don't understand. Somebody can explain to me. Carry a hat box.
No, really? That's a little dated.
Yeah, but even then, how does that attract a husband?
Yeah, all right. And here's another one.
Nobody wears hats these days except for like ball caps, and they don't put ball caps in hat boxes. But why would that matter in 1958? And how would that get you a husband?
I don't know. Okay.
Well, hey, baby.
I need to know this.
Hey, baby. What you got in that hat box?
Yeah. Okay.
Maybe it's like carrying something heavy so that.
Oh, my hat box is too heavy for me to carry by myself.
Yeah, let me carry that for you.
All right, let me get through the rest of these. How about this one? This one is very stumble when you walk into the room that the men will try to pay attention to and catch you.
Yeah.
What? I would love to see that.
that goes along with swooning.
Yeah, you... 1958 article on how to catch a man.
Yeah.
That would never work today because everyone's looking at their phone.
Yeah, exactly. You would just Space hit point. The ground.
Yeah. You would just hit the ground, yeah.
And then you'd be iPad, what they call you'd be on World Star Hip Hop. They put you on the internet.
Yeah.
Yeah. They would film it and put you on YouTube. Yeah.
This you one is kind of messed up. Yeah. Go to all your high school class reunions. There are some widowers there.
Oh,
widowers. Oh, yeah.
My gosh, they're just trying to get these ladies with anybody.
Yeah. This is messed up. A 1958 article on how to catch a man from McCall's magazine.
Like, if you didn't date them in high school, you're probably not going to want to date them 30 years later. Really,
yeah. This is a terrible one here. Make or sell toupees.
Yeah. You could meet a lot of men that way.
Oh, because men want discounts on fake hair.
Yeah.
Listen. These are the tips on how to get a man from 1958 in an article that they actually wrote and published.
You get a hyper-masculine man that way.
Yeah.
With little, very little hair and high testosterone.
You would have to change it for these times. We'd have to say, make a hat with an S on it.
Make a hat with an S.
Yeah.
All right. How about this one? Sit on a bench and feed pigeons.
What?
How old are these women? 95?
That worked really good for the lady in Home Alone 2.
Yeah.
Like, this is how to catch a man in 1958 article on how to. These things, you got to be kidding me. This one really kind of took the cake. Have your car break down at a strategic location.
That would still work.
Yeah,
that
would
work.
Yeah.
That one would still work.
Yeah.
I guess you go out there and fake like your car is broken, right?
No, you go out there, you slash your tire and act like you don't know how to change a tire.
No. Just go out there and wiggle one of the connections on your battery loose. Oh, and you're like, I don't understand why my car doesn't work.
Right
help me.
Right in front of somebody's house that you're interested in, right?
This other guy gets out and he's like, not really.
Oh, it's okay. I got it figured out. Yeah, I'm good. It's the battery connection. I'm good. Thanks. I got a toolbox in my car. Thanks.
But Billy, what if you have a gasoline engine car? Well, then what do you do?
Disconnect what? The car battery. The same thing, because it won't start if the battery's not connected. Steve, gas cars have batteries.
I'm going to need some help with this.
Yeah. Oh, goodness gracious.
So the voice is trying to catch a woman in 2000.
Yeah.
22. Yeah. And the last one, I think a lot of y'all, this will work today. get a dog.
Get it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that'll work. Dogs have been foolproof.
Yeah, that was Gasman. You're right. Usually a guy would walk
Chad
around.
Chad is an authority on this. He's got the cutest dog.
I got dogs, and I can't. I'm beating the ladies off. Beating them off. Like, they're annoying. Like, they need to just get away from me.
Oh, really? So the funny, interesting thing was, from 1958, that was an actual article that they wrote in a magazine.
Yeah.
Can I give you an example of today?
Oh, okay. Sure, Steve.
Post a Paris Hilton video on the internet.
Yeah. Post your sex tape. That'll get you a husband.
That's it. True. Yeah.
That's the times we live in now. There's a big difference between the two.
The car thing actually happened to me one time when I drove a truck. I was making a delivery and this girl, smoking hot, can you help me put air in my tires? Because most of the gas shops are right near to where the air hoses are. I'm like, what? So I wasn't supposed to, but I stopped working and put air in the tire.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, anything around a car or a dog is still.
And then you took her out on a date.
I thought we were getting bought her a meal.
Yeah, you could. All right.
So let's do topic changing real quick, and I got to ask you, topic changing music.
Hey, here's what we call topic changing music real quick.
I like to call this topic, Am I a Jack-a-Bob?
Am I a Jack-a-Bob?
Right. Jack-a-Bob, that's another term for am I being a jack.
Yeah,
donkey.
Above.
And I'm going to ask you guys how y'all feel about this. Okay, and this is another. I stopped at a Subway, and I was in a hurry, kind of in a hurry. And the guy came out. I had to ring the bell. He comes out, and I said, "I want this sandwich." So he picks up the knife. Now listen to this. He picks up the knife. It was a little dirty.
Okay.
And then he goes in the back to wash it. Fine with that. But as he was going to the back, he stops and he sees other knives. So he grabs like five other knives and goes in the back and start washing them one at a time.
Sure.
Okay. Now, remember, I was in a hurry.
I know, but who cares?
I say, hey, sir, can you just wash one of the knives and do my sandwich? Then when I'm gone, you can wash the rest of the knives. Question to the recent fight.
Did you say that? You really said that?
Was I a jackass for doing that? And now, of course. Ask me. Billy, what'd you say to you?
Billy, are you there?
Yeah. My answer was yeah.
Hanging Chad, was that a jackass?
Yeah.
Gas man.
Yeah, man, you kind of were.
PWs?
No, I think that it was perfectly within your rights.
Yeah. To be there you go. A jackass.
There you go, P-Dub. I agree with you. How old are you, Spike? How old are you?
Very.
Are you over? Are you over 65?
Yes.
Are you over 65?
To the point.
If you're over 65, you weren't being a jack-a-bob. Because if you're over 65, you're entitled to do those things.
Then you're just being eccentric.
Okay, so I know y'all call me a jack-a-bob, but let's talk about this. I was in a hurry. I had to be to work at 6, and it was like 5:40.
I know. Why is he washing all that stuff?
Yeah.
And
he's
listen to me again.
He's just got to make your sandwich.
The restaurant was empty. He was back there on his phone doing nothing. I had to hit the ding to make him come out there.
And oh, yeah. You were right. You were absolutely right.
And
you were there to get a sandwich. He was not responding to your needs.
Yeah.
You're a customer.
He didn't know you were there.
You're a customer.
He didn't know I was there. That's why I had to ring the bell for him to come out.
Yeah.
Got it. Okay. And so and I said, okay, I'm kind of like in a hurry. I need real quick. I said, real quickly, can I get this sandwich real quick? He said, yeah. And so then he looks at the knife and sees it's dirty. I love the fact that he wanted to go clean the knife.
Yeah.
Then he got other knife. He went and started washing dishes. And I'm thinking, you could do that while I'm gone, right?
You're right. You're right. Absolutely right, Spike.
All right, Billy, tell me I was wrong for bringing that to his attention.
He should have known. But you had to.
Did he know that you were a colored guy?
You were wrong for expecting to be able to get breakfast when you're running late and for everybody else to rush because you're running late.
Yeah, let me follow that up.
That's
you
why.
You were wrong. for expecting good customer service at a Subway.
At a Subway. No, all of the above.
Okay, as someone over 65, you're never wrong for expecting good customer service. As someone who's retired, I expect good customer service.
You got all the
time
in the world,
buddy. As someone who provides customer service.
Exactly, I do.
As somebody who provides customer service, I expect somebody who's retired and has all the time in the world to be patient.
Okay, okay. What if the guy what if he picked up his cell phone and started talking on the phone and gave me the, hold on a second, and started talking on the phone? Should I have suggested he get off the phone?
No, you should have just walked out and got breakfast somewhere else.
Yeah, you should like go
to
Mike's.
You didn't have time for that.
Okay, so.
Or Jimmy John's.
The sandwich, he hadn't made the sandwich, so I guess I should have left.
Yeah.
Yeah, you don't provide, yeah, you don't give your money to, although you are, and you are kind of, you know, you're trying to get your sandwich fast.
I wanted that sandwich. I was so hungry.
Then you're going to be late for work.
But can you hand me that clean knife? Because I'm about to just go back there and make my own dang sandwich.
God, I think all y'all, the resistance fighters, would have had a problem with that. Because you could watching the guy wash dishes when he could have done all that after we was gone. He
didn't have. I would have had problems.
Oh, so he could go ahead. Guess his age. Guess his age for us.
He was 20.
Me? Let me. No, you don't have to guess. I'll guess.
What?
I'll guess.
Go ahead.
He was 23.
Like if he was like 16,
I'll 18, guess his age. He was 17.
Yeah, it's like his first job. He probably doesn't really know what the heck he's doing.
Don't you have to be like 18 to work, right?
Yeah, no. But he probably just passed his knife washing.
You have to be
training.
16 to work.
Oh, okay. I don't know. I saw this and I thought about it. I was like, what am I wrong for this?
As hey, was your sub correctly made though?
Yeah, because I started. So give me the, yeah. I was looking over him, you know, but.
Were you late to work?
I thought, no, we made it. I made it. I thought to myself, damn it, I wonder was I a jacket bought for doing that?
Yeah. So yeah, the big moral of the story is
that you had enough time and you didn't have to be so impatient.
Yeah.
When he was just trying to do something that's part of his job to keep it clean.
What a jacket.
You didn't have to do it then.
Yeah, that's the point. A customer's there. You can clean up when I'm not there because I had to ring the bell to get him from off the phone in the bank.
Oh.
So, there you go. Yeah, talking to his friends on his cell phone.
Why can't you just wash one knife, make the sandwich, then after I'm going, ooh, look at all these, you know, sweep or do something, clean up then. You have to do it while the customer is waiting.
Yeah.
That's my Spike's opinion on that.
Oh, yes, sir. I'll get to you right after I do the laundry and wash all the dishes and sweep the floor.
I do think that, like, they should do it when customers aren't there. But if they didn't, I would rather have you do my sandwich with clean knives. So I guess I'll wait.
No.
Great.
I got that. Wash one knife and make my sandwich with a clean knife. Wash the other ones later. That's what, maybe I'm using logic and that just doesn't.
No, you're all.
Now, you said he took all of these knives into the back, right?
Yes.
How do you know he was washing all of them?
Because you can see around the corner.
What if he had to go to the bathroom really bad?
Not everybody.
Mike, all you wanted was snappy service, right? That's all you were asking for.
My logic was
snappy service.
All you need is one knife because he saw the one knife that he was using was dirty. Good. He was going to back and watch it. I don't have no problem. But he walked, looked to the side, saw other knives, and started grabbing the other knives and went back.
So at my old job. At my old job that I don't have anymore because I hated it, there was a McDonald's. There was a McDonald's that was right in front of the building. And sometimes I would go there for breakfast, right? So I would go in there, I'd order my food, and then I could see everybody working. And I'm like, that person doesn't have to be doing, they could be getting, my food's right there. I can see my food's right there. But I'm not going to say anything. These people probably work for pennies. Pennies. Exactly. You think Subway pays them to cater to your every actual need? No.
That's no reason to not provide snappy service.
I expect
snappy service. Come on.
Man,
snappy service.
Yes, man. How you sticking? I mean, what's stuck with you?
I still left home 10 minutes early.
Yeah. Boyce, what's stuck with you?
I want snappy service.
Dad, what's stuck with you?
If I ever need a... I don't know.
Billy, what's that? What's stuck with you?
That if that you don't respect minimum wage workers.
Yeah. PW, what's stuck with you?
My hat box is too heavy.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, this has been a show. I don't know what to tell you, but we out.
Oh, God.
We out his mother. One.
Two.
One.